huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
It means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob. Now, there are a lot of traditional businesses that I think are missing a massive trick in the new business climate that we're in. And I'll give you some examples. So I meet a lot of mortgage brokers, solicitors, surveyors, accountants, estate agents, letting agents, these kind of very traditional businesses that are used to branding their cars or having boards that they put outside people's houses or, you know, they have listings in the shop window. And these more traditional businesses, I think, are getting left behind. And like, it's not that difficult to win business if you're an estate agent, a solicitor, a mortgage broker, because people know when they want you. And when they want you, they search for you. And I know someone in one of my mastermind groups, he's got a business that you hire him to bring in his lie detector. And then he does a lie detector test. Well, that's a more difficult one to market, isn't it? Hey, are you lying to your missus? If so, hire me. You know, that's a hard business to market. Whereas everyone knows when they want a solicitor, a broker, an estate agent, etc. But because of that, I think they're lazy. And I've seen a lot of brokers, solicitors, and I just keep repeating this, but a lot of these kind of businesses in social media groups, they don't do any posts except going, hey, I'm a mortgage broker. And if you need your mortgage, come to me. And then occasionally when there's a thread, they go, hey, my number and my email is, and call me. And they're lazy. And I rarely, if ever, in social media see mortgage brokers giving content marketing. Oh, should you set up a limited company or should you be a sole trader? An estate agent could say, should you list your property with multiple agents or just with one? Here are the upsides and downsides. What other brokers and agents are actually giving good content instead of just saying, oh yeah, I'm an estate agent, come into my office? None. I never see it. Never see any of these traditional businesses doing it. Now, more modern businesses like myself, like Progressive, like, you know, my Disruptive Entrepreneur, I'm giving out loads of content. Because in the training and the information marketing spaces, there's quite a lot of competition. And content marketing is seen and understood as a thing. So as soon as these sleepy, more traditional businesses actually get it, and, you know, if you think about it, if you're a broker, you know the 15 things that people ask you all the time. You know them. So why don't you do a 15-minute good quality content video on all of those and start sharing them around? Because one, when you do that, you answer people's questions. Two, they'll come to you because that's what content marketing does. It's a pull lead strategy, not a push. But think about this. If you're a broker, solicitor, estate agent, accountant, I'm going to list them out again. What pisses you off the most? When people phone you up and spend 45 minutes on the time on the phone asking you questions, and at the end, you don't win any business because they just want your information. Well, if you'd put that on a video and got them pre-qualified before they called you, your win is your qualifying leads. Their win is they get information. Your win is you're the only traditional business that's doing this. So, I mean, I don't and I wouldn't, but I'm just trying to think of some random businesses. Let's say you sell e-cigarettes. Well, why don't you educate the market on e-cigarettes? Instead of just expecting people to come in and buy your products. So if you become the educator of your market, if you become the educator of all things buying and selling property in the Kent area, people are going to come from a long way away to list their properties with you and to buy properties from you. Now, there's a great book called How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. G-I-R-A-R-D. And I think he sells something like 35 cars a month. And it's not really a sales book. I thought it was. That's why I bought it. But it's actually a referral marketing book. And people walk in to a dealership that Joe Girard has. He doesn't own the dealership, but I guess he has his own sort of franchise version. And they come in and they go, I want to buy a car from Joe Girard. Now, most people, when they buy a car, go, I want to buy a car. A Volvo, a BMW, a Mercedes. They're buying the car. Joe Girard has got people buying from him. What cars have you got, Joe? Because I want to buy cars from you instead of thinking about the car first. Because he's educated the market. He's educated the market that he knows the most about cars, that he's the most caring, the most giving, the most knowledgeable, maybe has the best aftercare service. So they trust him to choose the right car for them. Does that make sense? So you modern businesses, well, let's put it another way. You more traditional businesses, don't just rely on people knocking on your door or walking into your shop. That's not enough. Be the educator of your market where everyone else isn't. Now, some people have fears. Fears of being critiqued, fears of being trolled, fears of putting themselves out there, etc. What's your biggest fear? Fear of putting yourself out there or fear of not having enough business? Because for me, my fear of not having enough business is a bigger fear than putting myself out there. So I'll put myself out there even if I'm a bit uncomfortable, because for me, that's a lesser fear than being skint and having no money in the bank. So I'd say just get over yourself. But brokers, solicitors, accountants, surveyors, agents, I am calling you. Step it up, get your content out there, educate your market. You'll be the influencer of your market. And that's not that hard to do. And then people will be coming to you.